ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:15, Tommy Tucker, beautiful fall morning. Temperatures in the mid-60s around the area, going up to the 80s. Then cools off a little bit tomorrow and through the rest of the week and into early next week, as a matter of fact. Glenn Gobo joins us now, editor of Tiger Rag. I'm not sure that Brian Kelly's chair is getting any cooler. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about Tiger Rag before we run out of time.
Well, Tiger Rag magazine's a daily website and a monthly magazine. Been covering LSU since the late 1970s, not associated with LSU, independent, and that's been noticeable lately, I would say.
Tell me how it's been noticeable.
Well, we've been pretty critical of the football team and Brian Kelly, and particularly after the Vanderbilt game. Todd Horn, our executive editor, has said he should be replaced. I've basically said that too, and it boils down to what he was expected to do here, because he was really hired to win a national championship at a national championship salary before he won the national championship. Mm-hmm. $100 million for 10 years, and he was expected to at least contend for that, and he really hasn't come close to the playoffs in his four seasons here.
I say this not to argue with you, but for explanation, Glenn, tell me why this falls on Brian Kelly, in your opinion.
Well, he's the head coach, for one, and I think that's the main reason. But I also put a lot of blame on Scott Woodward, the athletic director, for hiring him to such a long-term contract. But it all falls on the head coach.
Is that a new thing in college football, where maybe if you look at what's happened so far this season, where maybe long-term contract is a thing of the past, especially when you look at the changing the situation in college football with NIL, transfer portal, all that stuff?
It should be a thing of the past. It needs to be, because there's such a financial burden on programs and the boosters and money people to pay for the roster now. You can't also be paying the coach such long-term salary situations, I believe, because you have to pay that NIL roster and get players through the portal every year. It just makes more sense for a shorter term contract, especially with coaches and schools not wanting to stick with a coach for a long time. It ought to be closer to 5-year contracts, I would say.
One thing that kind of surprised me about Brian Kelly is the way he said about the offensive line, when he said, if we had somebody better, we'd be playing them. That kind of goes back on him. It just seemed like an odd thing to say. It would seem as though these are our guys and we're going to coach them up, or we're going to get the physicality that we need out of them, not if we had other guys, we'd be playing them. Did that strike you as odd or not?
Well, I think he's saying that's the best we got right now. I mean, he did.
But that's on him, right?
It is. But he did lose four starters from last year's offensive line that he built, and all four of those guys were drafted. So everyone knew going in that it was going to be a rebuilding year for the offensive line. But I think what that also says is that, Brian Kelly, unlike the three coaches before him at LSU, he's not recruited greatly. Those Saban was a top five class every year. Les Miles and Ed Orgeron tend to be in the top 10, sometimes in the top five. He's not really a top 10 recruiter. He's more top 15, and just hasn't brought in that same kind of talent. And only this year did they bring in a highly ranked portal class. The school's partly to blame for that because they kind of got into the transfer portal late. But he's not recruited like Les Miles and Ed Orgeron. He's not close to those two.
Let's talk about Ed Orgeron, too. They're still paying him. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. And also about the record, the comparative record between Ed Orgeron and Brian Kelly when it comes to ranked opponents, because there's a big discrepancy there. 720, we're talking to Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. Another question, of course, is if you do get rid of Brian Kelly, who do you bring in? Who pays his salary? I don't think he's going to quit. He's 64 years old. 720, traffic now, WWO. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag, talking about Brian Kelly and LSU and the situation they find themselves in. Brian Kelly's got a different record when it comes to ranked opponents than did Ed Orgeron. Ed Orgeron's still getting paid on his contract. Where's the money going to come from if they decide to part ways with Brian Kelly?
Well, actually, Orgeron's contract finally has been paid off. He had a large buyout, $18 million, that was finished, paid out. That was a kind of a ridiculous buyout for Scott Woodward to have and Coach Orgeron's contract, because he didn't want another job, and even after he won the national championship, there wasn't people trying to hire him, so mm-hmm. He wasn't in that situation. But they're going to be paying off Brian Kelly for a long time. If he doesn't return after this season, it would be a $53 million buyout. So they're really tied to him. I don't know if they're going to want to do that because of financial reasons, because then you got to buy an entire, new staff. And then you also now you got to pay for the next class through the portal. So, they're kind of backed into a corner there.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think they're going to want to make that move this year.
If not him, who? Who's out there?
Well, there's always coaches out there. I would say Lane Kiffin is a hot name right now. But, I don't think LSU's got that far where they actually have any names yet. So I wouldn't know about that. But Scott Woodward, he's got a lot of experience hiring coaches. Unfortunately, His last two hires have not been great. Jimbo Fisher, he is still getting paid from his contract by Scott Woodward. And then Brian Kelly following that. He hasn't really hired a really good coach since he was at Washington in 2013 when he hired Chris Peterson.
So let's talk about LSU Texas A&M Saturday night. You like the Tigers' chances at all?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I wouldn't bet on this game, but it wouldn't shock me if LSU pulled an upset this week, you know, because they're at home. Texas A&M tends to falter right after they get going. You know, they're coming in number three in the country, but they've never been able to finish. It would be just like the SEC for a flip game like this for LSU to win at home. But again, I wouldn't bet on it. You keep thinking LSU is going to flip the switch because they have the talent, you know, throughout the roster, particularly the skill positions, but they just haven't been able to do it. So, you know, I don't think they're going to be able to do it against one of the best teams in the country right now.
But that brings us back to offensive line and what's going to change, right?
Yeah, on the offensive line, they have gotten better with the run game, but then they got bad at pass blocking this past week. So that's been kind of the story of the season. They get one thing fixed, and then the next thing messes up. They, you know, the offense has played well in spots, but it doesn't play well when the defense is playing well. They've just been out of sync really all season, even in the games they've won against bad teams like South Carolina and Florida. You know, they scrape by with 20 to 10 wins. And the Ole Miss and the Vanderbilt loss, they played well in spots, but not through the game.
LSU has to win out to get in the playoffs?
They would have a chance with three losses. But, you know, if that was a good loss, but I don't think so, man. It's probably going to they're probably going to have to win out because you got so many SEC teams log jammed at about one or two losses. So they would probably have to win out. And that looks really difficult with three ranked teams coming up.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate your time, Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. We'll take a break, talk about the AWS outage when we come out. When we come back, rather, it's 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.